From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian and Syrian government planes today killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory said the strikes hit the town of Qura in Deir ez-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, the Syrian Democratic Forces rebel group, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab forces backed by aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition, clashed with IS inside Manbij, pushing into the key stronghold of the extremist group from its southern edge. Manbij had been a major supply stop for the IRS. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 19 Ethiopian migrants found dead from suffocation in a containerized truck in Zambia. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean in just 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue operations, pulling people from small rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants are believed to be from Arab and sub-Saharan countries. This is VOA News. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport today, setting off a massive explosion followed by gunfire. According to police, a suicide bomber set off a car bomb outside the hotel, killing at least four people and wounding nearly a dozen others. Leaders from the six European Union founding countries are in Berlin today for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the EU after Britain's vote to leave the Union. Along with Germany, representatives from France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg are all gathered at the German Foreign Ministry building on the outskirts of Berlin. Within hours of the announcement that Britain would be leaving the EU, world leaders began expressing disappointment. Christine Lagarde of the International Monetary Fund.
It will be some time until we know the nature of the future relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. In the meantime, it will be important that there be clarity on the negotiation process, and that it be carried in as smooth a manner as possible.
Here in the U.S., President Obama spoke while attending a conference in California.
But while the U.K.'s relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
Not only leaders responded, but the world markets on Friday also reacted, with the U.S. Dow Jones losing 6% and the British pound hitting a 30-year low. Two people are dead in the western state of California and more than 100 structures destroyed as a wildfire that started Thursday afternoon in Kern County near the city of Bakersfield continues to burn out of control. Tyler Townsend is a firefighter in the area.
Well, it started right at a base of a mountain, and when you combine those three elements that I spoke about, fuel, weather, topography, you have light, flashy fuels, hot, dry, windy weather, and an uphill slope, that fire raced up the hill, and it's since grown significantly.
The people killed are reportedly an elderly couple overcome by smoke as they tried to flee the home with their home near Lake Isabella, California. California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency for the county. The governor of West Virginia has declared states of emergency in 44 counties after the worst flooding in the mid-Atlantic U.S. state in 100 years killed 23 people. The damage is widespread and devastating, according to Governor Earl Ray Tomlin. Our focus remains on search and rescue. As much as 25 centimeters of rain fell Thursday, sending numerous rivers into southwestern and central parts of the state, over their banks and into the streets of the towns. The sheriff of one county said he's surrounded by complete chaos. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.